There you are, demon, finally! I thought perhaps there was something wrong with the ritual. And I followed the coven's instructions exactly. I lit the black candles, I spoke the secret name 66 times, I edged for an hour straight and then traced the unspeakable sign on the floor in my own sweet pussy juice. Well, I have you here now, and I'm not letting you go until I get what I want, what I crave, what I need. I like what I'm seeing, you nasty beast. Shapeless form, writhing gray tentacles, slick and dripping with hell slime. Yes, you'll do quite nicely. What's that? You're feeling exhausted? You were summoned just last night by a houseful of horny sorority sisters? Then by a few cum-starved nuns this morning and by a nurse on her cigarette break this afternoon? They all used you mercilessly, taking out their perverted lust on your unwilling tentacles and drained you of all your precious, vital semen? Cry me a river, you filthy monster. It's already midnight. You've had plenty of time to recover. And since you're not going anywhere until I speak the word of release, you might as well relax and enjoy this. Trust me, it'll go easier this way. What? You're not seriously begging me to let you go already, are you? Because you have a mate and a brood waiting for you back in the depths of hell? I'll let you go when I'm done with you, and not a moment before. Now show me your appendages. Good variety. I see some slender tendrils that are just right for sliding in the tiniest orifices. And here are some thicker, powerful tentacles covered with suckers, perfect for manhandling a girl and holding her properly so she can't get away. You've also got some adorable eye stalks topped with the cutest googly eyeballs. Can you come out of those eye stalks? Oh, can you ejaculate out the pupils? I was hoping you'd say that. Good boy. And what have we here? Tentacles topped with circular mouths, ringed with multiple circles of sharp little teeth. Just like a lamprey's head. That is so cute, you precious little monster. What's the matter? Are you looking at my outfit? This tight white shirt and short plaid skirt? Don't you like it? Oh, you do, huh? Well, show me how much you like it. Show me the main phallus that you use to pump your evil seed into innocent mortal girls. Now this is what I've been looking for. The prime inseminator. Thick and ribbed with a bulbous segmented head in midnight black. Is that a single drop of pre-cum sparkling on the tip? Better taste it to be sure. Oh, it's yummy. Definitely demonic pre-cum. It always gets me worked up. The first taste sends such a sinful burning in my nipples and clit. And I thought you said you were tired. You lying monstrosity. How dare you lie to an innocent girl like me? All right, let's get to it. Stretch out two thick, muscular tentacles. Those two will do just fine. Wrap one around each of my slender ankles. Yes, good boy. Now my wrist. Why are you so squeamish, you silly abomination? All you have to do is coil your slithery, slimy tentacles around my wrist. Yes, just like that. Pin them above my head. That's right, you're doing fine. Time for my tits. Yes, I said tits. Are you turning a shade of rust red? Are you blushing, you absurd beast? I know you've heard that word before, and I know you've seen a girl's breast before, too. Go ahead now, don't be shy. Slide a nice slippery tentacle into my shirt. Yes, you're going to get slime all over the fabric. Yes, it'll probably tear. I don't care. Just do it, monster. Do you ever want to return to your wife and children or not? That's it. Just like that. Slide your tentacle inside and tug at the fabric. Harder! Pop those buttons off, you silly beast. Yes. Look at the tatters of my shirt hanging there. Look what you've done, you wicked demon. Look at my pert titties with nothing to protect them but my bra. Now my skirt. It wouldn't hurt to send a few tentacles down there, hovering around my thighs. Oh, that cool slime feels ticklish on my sensitive skin. Is that an eye stalk? 2, 3, all slithering down there to peek under my skirt? What a naughty monster you are. Well, what are you waiting for? Pull my skirt off. All it takes is a few hard tugs. Yes, 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 that's it. That's it. Pull it off. I don't care if it rips. Tear it into scraps and toss it in the corner. Good boy. Now I'm just in my panties and bra, totally defenseless in the fierce grip of your naughty tentacles. What are you going to do to me, you wicked beast? I see those eyeballs on stalks are taking a keen interest in my cleavage and in the wet spot on my panties. Do you know how I got so moist? It's because I've been touching myself, waiting for you. Yes, I have. I didn't know it would be you exactly, but my sleep has been plagued by nightmares. The most delightful nightmares a girl could have. Dreams of darkness and decay in a bottomless abyss of perverted pleasures. And I always wake up sopping wet. This bra is quite tight. No, my breasts aren't really that big, but they swell a bit. And the nipples get so swollen and spongy. Pull my bra off and you can see for yourself, silly. Yes, that's it. Yes, exactly. You broke the clasp, but that's okay. Just throw it on the floor. Do you see how swollen my nipples are? And they ache, too. That happens whenever I'm ovulating. You're turning rust red again, beast. You're so cute. Tentacled fuck fiends shouldn't be shy. You know that. Changes happen to a girl's body, don't you, during that time of the month? Well, they do. When it comes upon us, we become obsessed with only one thing. That's right. We need to be bred. Now you can wrap a tentacle around each breast. That's it. And for the nipples, perhaps those cute little mouths would be a good fit. Oh, 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 that feels, oh, that feels good, beast. Oh, I can feel those tiny teeth scraping against my swollen nipples. Suckle on both my tits. Just imagine you were my spawn. That's right. Yes, I'm squirming. I can't help it. It just feels so good. Better not drop me, beast. Why don't you wrap another thick tentacle around my narrow waist? There. Now I definitely can't get away. Time for my panties, monster. That's right. Those lacy white panties with the crotch that's so soaked that a little river of honey is dripping down my smooth thigh. I saw you ogling it. You may taste it if you like. I won't tell your wife. Oh, what a long, black, leathery tongue you have. Oh, it feels so good as you slurp at my inner thigh. No one has ever licked me like that before. Yes, yes. Yes! Oh! Oh, yes! Oh, yes! Oh! Now you've reached my panties. I think you'd better pull them off me. Don't worry, that lacy material tears very easily. Yes, yes, just like that. Leave it in tatters. Those eyeballs look like they're going to pop off their stalks. Don't tell me you've never seen a pussy before. I know you've had your way with hundreds of mortal girls. Thousands, perhaps. Penetrating them, violating them, flooding their fertile wombs with your evil semen. You know what I need. Why are you taking so long, you wicked beastie? Take it. Spread my thighs wide open and take what's yours. No, not with your tongue. With your primary phallus. I want to bear your spawn, silly. You can tongue my clit, but you're going to impale me with that massive inseminator you showed me earlier. What's that? You don't think it'll fit? Just because I have a tiny, tight little human pussy and you have an enormous, beastly demon cock? That's half the fun. You have to make it fit. Don't worry about what you'll do to my tender little pussy. Of course you'll stretch me out. I want it. I need it. Oh, 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 yes, yes, that's it. Yes, 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 fuck me. Break me. Brutalize me with that giant, great big thing. Yes. Yes, yes, yes! Oh, oh, fuck me! Fuck me! Fuck me! Oh, 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 harder, deeper, fuck yeah! It hurts so good! Mm-hmm. You're breaking me! You're bruising and battering my helpless little pussy! Oh god, it hurts! Fuck! Are those two eye stalks staring right at my face? Oh, God. The pupils are dilating. They're going to squirt, aren't they? There it is, splattering all over my pretty little face while you use my sweet little love hole. Yes, 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 yes. Cover my cheeks and forehead with your creamy goo. And what's that? What's that twitching? Is your cock vibrating? It wasn't doing that before. Are you coming inside me, beast? Is that your hot, creamy semen splashing against the walls of my bruised womb? That's, oh, oddly soothing. Yes, 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 more, 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 more. Oh, baby, I want to be the mother of your monsterlings. I want to bear your writhing, slimy spawn. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come for this horrible, slithery, slimy, evil demon beast that's pumping me full of his sticky spunk. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, yes, I needed that. Put me down, beast. Gently now, good boy. My, that was a whole lot of sperm you spent inside me. Look, it's still leaking out. It tastes so good, even better than your pre-cum. How long will the gestation period be? 24 hours? Very well. I expect you to return to pick up your brood. Of course, I can't raise them. Don't be absurd. I don't know what kind of care and education demonlings need. Besides, I'm far too busy for children. No, you and your mate can raise them. And when they're grown and ready, you should bring them back to meet their mother properly. Do you promise, beast? Very well. Your services were quite sufficient. I shall say the releasing word now, beast. I'll summon you again tomorrow when I'm ready to pop. Say hello to your wife from me. Mwah.